Pages 98 and 99. The Time Travellers. The Trouble with Orangehead XR97. 2. Read and listen to the story to find out if it is similar to or different from your story.
The children walked around the museum. There were some sports cars and motorbikes at the end of it.
Amazing!
Alex thought.
People don't use cars and motorbikes anymore.
Boring,
said Patrick.
I'm going.
Where?
Shouted Phoebe. Patrick pointed at a door with a "Don't Enter" sign on it.
Let's open that door,
he said.
Patrick, no,
said Phoebe. Patrick didn't listen. He went into the room. Alex and Phoebe followed him. Inside sat a big robot with an orange head. It was at a computer with its back to the children.
Tomorrow I'll be master of the world!
laughed the robot. The children were scared.
What can we do?
Patrick whispered.
Let's get out of here,
said Phoebe. They left the room and heard a sound coming from a submarine.
Help! Help me!
What's that?
Patrick asked. There was a man trapped inside. He looked very scared.
How can we get him out?
Asked Phoebe. Patrick ran towards the room with the models. A minute later, he was back with a big box of tools from the mechanic. The children opened the door and set the man free. His name was Don, and he was the programmer of the robots.
Oh, Orangehead XR97 was my best robot,
Don said sadly.
But he's dangerous. He locked me in the submarine. He wants to take over the world. If we don't stop him, he will destroy everyone.
The children were very worried.
What can we do?
Asked Alex. Don had an idea.
Every morning, from 6:55 to 7 o'clock, all the robots shut down for 5 minutes to charge their batteries. That's our only chance. But now, we have to hide. Quick!
Hide? Where?
Said Patrick.
Get on a motorbike or in a car, but don't move,
said Don. Don climbed back into the submarine. When the robots came to clean the room, they saw two boys in the sports car and a girl on the motorbike, but they thought they were wax models. The next morning, at 6:55, Don and the children entered the computer room. It was full of very quiet robots, including Orangehead XR97. Don switched on the computer and worked very quickly. At 7 o'clock, there was a loud noise. The time travellers saw flames and smoke coming out of Orange Head XR-97.
I destroyed it,
Don said. He turned around to thank the children and saw a bright glowing yellow light. The children waved goodbye and stepped into the light. They were gone in a flash.